Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Lots of reports to go through this morning. As you went through those, what were the most important numbers in your mindset?
I think the increase in corn yield, the increase in corn usage, and the actual increase in harvested acres on corn were the biggest surprise. Beans, they lowered carryout 10, that was expected 20. And wheat, they got over 3 million less acres than expected, but the carryout went up almost 100 million. So corn was expected to have lower yields and lower usage. They raised both and ended up raising carryout 90 million.
So what's the trade going to make of all of this?
Well, for one thing, they're going to resurvey the really late stuff. So there's going to be another set of numbers in March, but the trade is negative on it, on corn and beans, and for some reason positive on wheat, even with the bigger carryout here and in the world.
Why do you think that is? Is it the all-winter wheat number at 37.097?
That's the number, the all-winter wheat area, down 3 point something. And they aren't looking at carryout where we've got plenty worldwide, and they actually raised it here also.
Does the all-winter number essentially, if you add that to some 4 million acres CRP coming back into production, essentially take any arguments about a battle for acreage in corn and beans in the spring out of the equation?
I think it pretty much does, because you've got those 3 million acres that can go to corn and beans, and whoever's got the best prices come planting time are going to win the battle. And if we have negative prices from here, what's a number, the front number in bean versus the front number in corn going to be? That'll help determine what those are. Instead of battling to get higher prices to plant it, we might be looking at, well, which one would be the best at these lower prices.
And based on input costs and all different kinds of factors, I suppose.
Correct.
What else in these reports? Was there anything else significant that caught your eye?
They left the exports on corn alone, mm-hmm. which a lot of people were saying they should lower, and that was probably a little bit of a different number. Otherwise, not much out there that, except the raising of the corn 2.7 bushels per acre, and then raising the usage, and they did that by their normal, whatever that number they call it, they can move around here and there and the other.
So the question becomes, in my mindset, on the soybeans, which has, well, suffered some significant losses over the last several sessions at the Chicago Board of Trade, and actually is touching, if you look at technical charts, a suspected neckline of a head and shoulders top. Has all that rundown been anticipation of these numbers, or are we going to see a significant break from here?
Well, I think as you go into summer, we'll see more break. But if you look at the last 6 weeks to 8 weeks, we've been here before and then went to the 1070, 1080 area. So we might have last night going through the range on the bottom. I'm not sure where last night's lows were, but we'd been to 9-something and then back up to 1080 back in the last 6-8 weeks. So we've had almost a dollar range back and forth. And if we break those, it could significantly say we're going to go down lower. I think today will be a big test of that.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.